CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's pension fund already has removed millions of dollars from Russian banks in response to the country's invasion of Ukraine, and one state senator wants lawmakers to go further. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Senator Chris Hansen told his colleagues that the state should now look at canceling contracts with American companies and others doing business in Russia.
Let's cancel Putin's Russia. Not the Russians, but Putin's Russia.
Hansen cited national companies like Cargill, Subway, and Yum! Brands that reportedly have not pulled out of Russia. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Most of Colorado's members of Congress joined with the rest of the House Thursday, passing a bill to suspend normal trade relations with Russia and its neighbor and ally, Belarus. Colorado Republican Ken Buck.
I think we need to send every signal possible to Russia that what they've done is unacceptable, and we're going to react in the strongest terms that we can.
Colorado's Lauren Boebert was one of only eight House members, all Republicans, to vote against the bill. Boebert said Congress was focusing on what she called distractions abroad instead of dealing with domestic issues. Colorado's Mount Evans could get a new name soon, CPR's Paolo Jalcita reports.
County commissioners voted to support renaming the famous 14er Mount Blue Sky, a name proposed by the Southern Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes. Indigenous activists in the state have denounced Mount Evans' name as a reminder of the murder and displacement of Native American tribes. Its namesake is Territorial Governor John Evans, who oversaw the Sand Creek Massacre. State and federal naming boards will have to weigh in before the proposed name is finalized. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
State officials are recommending a complete overhaul of the Adams 14 school district, citing a lack of leadership and stability at its schools. Chalkbeat reports a state review board has suggested closing the district's only comprehensive high school to help staff stabilize other grade levels. If that happens, Adams City High School students would have to attend schools in neighboring districts. The State Board of Education will consider the recommendations and hear public comment next month. This is CPR News.